Hey, Mama, welcome back to the podcast. It has been quite a while since I recorded anything, and I'm just so happy to be back. I want to thank you guys for having patience with me because, as you know, I had a baby. He's actually 3 months today. I'm recording this on the 4th of July, and I'm walking outside, so it might be a little bit noisy with some fireworks and stuff, but I wanted to just get an episode out to you guys because I have a huge, huge announcement, and I'm going to be changing the podcast a little bit and kind of revamping everything. So I wanted to just chat about that and what you can be expecting from these episodes. And yeah, let's talk about all the things. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Hey, Mama. Do you get easily triggered by your kids? Are you yelling more often than you want to be? Have you experienced trauma and constantly feel overstimulated, angry, and overwhelmed with motherhood? I've been there so many times myself, and I'm here to tell you that you can heal from your trauma and it doesn't have to affect your parenting. Hi, my name is Melanie, and welcome to the Confident Mom Podcast. I'm a Christian wife, mom of four, and certified life coach, and I know what it's like to be constantly triggered by my kids on a daily basis. I know this because I've not only gone through trauma in my own life, but I have started to heal from it, and I want to show you how you can start healing too. Is the trauma from your past holding you back? Do you want to heal and stop being so angry all the time, but not sure where to start? Are you ready to stop being so triggered by your kids and become that confident, patient mom that God wants you to be? Well, girl, you're in the right place. In this podcast, you will learn to identify your triggers, regulate your own emotions, and stop yelling at your kids so that you can finally heal from trauma and feel like a good mom. Are you ready to surrender and allow God to work in you and through you to heal the trauma of your past and break those cycles that are keeping you stuck? Well, grab your coffee and let's dive into today's episode.
All right, mamas, welcome back. I'm so excited that we are together again. Honestly, I've missed recording so much. It's been a whirlwind, absolutely a whirlwind. So I wanted to just do an episode to not only update you on what's going on, but also I have an exciting announcement, and we're going to chat about that because I'm going to be revamping the podcast a little bit. And I would love, love, love if you would stay and hang out with me and stick around, subscribe, and just follow along on my journey. Because I really am doing this podcast for all of you, and it's just my passion and my heart. So let's get into it. So first things first, let's have a little bit of an update. So as you guys know, I've been a little MIA lately, right? I had a baby. He's actually 3 months today. Crazy. And it's 4th of July. So happy 4th of July. I wanted to update you. So obviously it's been, a long, long time since I recorded. I think the last episode I did was my birth story, which was crazy. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen about the craziness that was Mr. Samuel's entry into the world. So exciting. So Samuel, he is now 3 months. He is just such a joy. He is honestly like the happiest, most chill baby I could ever ask for. And I'm so glad because my third child, my son, is, he's three and a half and he's busy. He's a little hyper. He's a little crazy at times, as boys are. So God knew I needed like this sweet little calm little thing. Of course, that might change when he's a little bit older running around, but it is what it is right now, but we are enjoying every minute of it, really. So he's just a happy boy. We are doing amazing. We're doing great. I feel like I'm finally like into the groove of being a mom of four now. You guys know I have an older older son. He's going to be 20 this month. And he actually went to the military. I think I talked about it a little bit back on the podcast, but he actually went to boot camp. He graduated, so that's super exciting. Although it was really sad I didn't get to go to his graduation because I was giving birth. So, but we stay in touch and stuff. And now he's in another state, like doing all of his training and stuff like that. And he'll be back home, I think, around August. So yeah, I haven't, like, by the time I see him, it's going to be like 8 months or so since I've seen him, which is crazy. And he still hasn't met his little baby brother yet. So we are just so excited to have him back and, like, just catch up again with him because I miss him so much. It's kind of like when your oldest go off, when they go off to college, when they move out, it's kind of the same thing. Like, you feel a little bit of your heart is missing, right? So it's been hard, but I am so proud of him. He's just grown into such an amazing young man, and like just the changes I see in him since he joined the military has been just amazing. So I cannot wait to see him. Yeah, as for the other kids, my 10-year-old daughter's doing amazing. We started a little kind of like a little bracelet business together, and she's making most of the bracelets, but it was her idea to kind of start selling them. So she's getting orders all the time, and she's like just loving it. So it's something we could do together, which is super fun. I will put our link to the Facebook group if you want to join us and just see her creation. She makes like custom little clay bead bracelets, tons of different colors. It could be like customized with your name, initials, whatever you want it to say. So super cute thing we're doing together. I will link that in the show notes. So definitely check that out. But she's on summer vacation right now, going into fifth grade next year, which is crazy. And she's just, enjoying the summer, hanging out with me. But she also has a few weeks of like summer camp and stuff, so that'll be good. And then my 3-year-old is doing great as well. He's busy. I'm excited to say that he's fully potty trained. He has fully officially weaned from nursing, finally. It's about a month now. He's been fully weaned. So that was quite the deal there, because I never saw an end in sight for him ending nursing, but praise God, he's done. And now Samuel, who is 3 months, and he's doing great as well, growing every day. We are still semi-nursing, but also he's bottle fed as well. So we're kind of doing 50-50. I would say probably about 80% bottle right now. I honestly, if you're a mom, you get this. So I found it to be just easier because my 3-year-old was still like not fully weaned yet. So I decided it would just feel a lot easier if I didn't nurse the baby around my son at all, because that would just, bring up feelings for him. So pretty much for the most part, while my son's at preschool, my 3-year-old, I will nurse the baby. And then when he's home, I just give him a bottle, which has been working out really, really great for us. So yeah, so everyone's doing great all around. My husband is actually up for a promotion at work, which is amazing. And then I also started a position as a case manager for a local nonprofit here in my town. And I'm so excited because it's a fully remote position for an amazing agency. And it really allows me to get back into the field that I so love, to be helping clients and giving back to them. It's been really, really great. And it's literally like an answer to prayer, because it's fully remote. I can have the baby home with me as I'm doing my work, as I'm connecting, meeting with clients over the phone or Zoom and things like that. So it's really been like such an answer to prayer. I wasn't sure that I would want to go back to work full time, honestly. Or that I could even juggle it, right? Because as most of you know, my son, my third child, my son was born right before, like 2 months before COVID. So honestly, I have not worked like at a regular job since I was pregnant with him. So that was over 4 years ago. So I wasn't really sure like how it would work out. I was really stressed and thinking, like, just thinking about how I was going to juggle everything. And also, like, how am I going to do this alongside, like, my coaching business and my podcast and all the things, right? But you know what? God is good. He brought me this amazing, amazing position that I'm just so grateful for. And something that I get to do because it's what I love doing. And just to get back out there and hone my skills and just connect with other people. And honestly, it's been really, really great so far. I'm almost at a month right now since I started. So it's been amazing. God is so, so good. I just have to tell you, like, whenever you're struggling, whenever you think things could not go worse, whenever you feel down, God really shows up. He really hears our prayers. He answers us, even when we think he's not there, even when we think he's not listening. He really is, and he wants the best for us, and he shows up in so many ways, and I'm just so grateful for that. So, just a little bit of encouragement to think about the ways he's showing up for you. Take time and write some gratitude. What has he done for you lately that maybe you haven't even realized, right? So, anyway, that is it for my little update about what's going on with us. Yeah, so if you guys like these kind of updates, like, let me know for sure, because I don't want to be rambling on about myself, about my family, if you guys could care less, you know what I mean? although I do like sharing with you guys, but I don't want to like bombard you with what's going on if you don't want to hear it, right? So anyway, let's go ahead and get on to the good stuff. Hey friend, is the trauma from your past holding you back? Do you want to stop being so angry all the time but not sure where to start? Are you ready to stop being so triggered by your kids and become that confident, patient mom God wants you to be? Girl, I get it. For years, I believed the lies that I was telling myself. I'm a horrible mom, my kids hate me, and I would feel so guilty every time I yelled at them. This cycle continued over and over again until I finally surrendered to God and allowed Him to heal the wounds of my past and give me the confidence I needed to be the mom He wanted me to be. Are you ready to surrender and allow God to work through you to heal the trauma of your past and break those cycles keeping you stuck? Do you want to stop yelling at your kids and truly find joy again in parenting? If this resonates at all with you, I would love for you to hop on a free coaching session with me. During this session, I will help you identify some of your triggers, discover some reasons behind your anger, and create an action plan that will actually move you forward and not keep you stuck in the shame and trauma cycles. If this sounds good to you, click the link in the show notes and book your session as soon as possible, because spots are very limited and I only have room for 5 women per month. I cannot wait to chat with you and be on this journey to healing from your trauma and stop yelling at your kids. Let's do this together. I cannot wait to chat. Hey, Mama, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I hope that it blessed you and that you learned something new. If you could do me a quick favor and head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review, I would so, so appreciate it. These reviews just light me up when I read them, but also it's a great way to help other mamas find the podcast and grow our community together. If you are not part of my free Facebook group, the Confident Mom Society, come on over and join us. I would love to have you and continue the conversation over there. The link will be in the show notes. Thank you again so much for listening, and I will see you next time.